Welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Thanks for being here. Today's podcast covers the importance of organizational change management, or OCM, during ERP implementations. I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, and he's, of course, is an expert in organizational change management and ERP software implementations. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you know who Eric is. Eric, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Doing great. Eric, tell me, this may seem like a pretty broad question, but why is change management so important to the success of ERP implementations?
Well, I think it's a great question, and a lot of our clients ask us that. And ERP implementations are really not about the software, the technology. And, you know, for years people have had trouble kind of trying to figure out why ERP projects fail. And the reality is that most ERP implementations succeed or fail based on organizational change management. And in fact, we recently compiled a list of the top nine reasons why ERP projects fail, and six of those nine things are either directly or indirectly related to organizational change. So, you know, an effective OCM program is going to help companies manage expectations with employees. It's going to help reduce fear. It's going to increase organizational alignment and buy-in. And it's also going to ensure that there's a focus on optimizing performance within the new system. And all of those things have a material impact on not only the implementation success, but also on the return on investment well into the future. So OCM is really kind of the linchpin or the foundation for whether or not a project succeeds.
Okay, yeah, that seems to make a lot of sense. And can you elaborate basically, though, more on how an effective organizational change management campaign can really increase the ROI? If you can give us some specifics there.
Sure, yeah, and that's a great question, because I know in past podcasts and webinars that we've done, we've talked conceptually about, you know, in theory, why organizational change can and should help organizations succeed with their ERP initiatives. But if you look at some of the data in the marketplace, and even if you look outside of Panorama's research, there's a few different data points that support the fact that change management is going to increase the ROI of your project. One is if you look at ProSki's Change Management Learning Center. They're a research firm that looks at organizational change management. And in their research, they found that the top activity that project teams would do differently on their next project is to handle change management more effectively. So these project teams only perceive the importance of OCM after they experience low ROIs. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, you know, as that data suggests, and as we see with some of our clients that hire us to come in and clean up a failed implementation, a lot of times you don't realize or feel the pain of not focusing on OCM until you've neglected it. A second data point is McKinsey Quarterly, which is from McKinsey & Company, a very well-respected strategic consulting and research firm. According to McKinsey Quarterly, poor change management or no change management results in an average project ROI of 35%, while focusing on excellent OCM results in an ROI of 143%. So it's a pretty big delta between getting an ROI of 35% or 143%. And then a third data point is that companies that are highly effective at communications are 1.7 times as likely to fiscally outperform their peers. And that's from Towers Watson's 2011 to 2012 Change in Communication ROI Study Report. So those are just three different data points that kind of highlight and underscore the need and the significance and the measurable results that come from an effective organizational change program.
Yeah, and that certainly hits on some of the specifics that I was asking about. So thanks. Can you explain how OCM can mitigate the risks associated with any given project?
Well, when you think about what the major risks of a project are, usually the risks of a project are not so much associated with, can we configure the software? Can we customize the software? Can we get the software implemented? Typically, the risks are associated with, can we get our people to use the software the way it was meant to be used, and can our business processes become more efficient as a result of that?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
When you think of it in that context, organizational change management can mitigate the risks associated with ERP implementations by focusing on training, job design, process gap analysis, business process testing, and other activities that really help employees and the rest of the company get aligned and ensure you've got the right types of buy-in and usage. And these activities are going to decrease the chance of operational disruption at the time of going live, and they also decrease the risk of cost overruns as well. So there's a number of benefits and ways that OCM mitigates the risks of a project.
Okay. So when an organization is trying to figure out where to put the money and where to get the best value, how much of an organization's project budget should really be allocated to OCM then?
That's a great question, and that's a tough one for companies to ask a lot of times, because I think a lot of times executives want to focus on change management when it comes down to issuing dollars and cents or allocating dollars and cents to the project. A lot of times executives don't know how much is enough or how much is too much.
Right.
A couple different data points. One is there's a report that was published recently called The Business Impact of Change Management. And that report showed that companies that had successful software implementation spent somewhere between 10 and 15% of their overall project budget on change management. What we found as a company within Panorama is that the most successful companies spend right around 15%. So we tend to look at the higher end of their range published in that study. And 15% is the normal metric we look at and say, if you're for every $1 million you spend on an ERP project, if you're spending $150K on OCM, you're probably doing a pretty good job.
All right. Well, the importance of organizational change management. That's the topic of today's podcast. More with Eric Kimberling coming up in just a moment.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. We're speaking with Eric Kimberling of Panorama Consulting Solutions about the importance of organizational change management. Eric, thanks for being here. And if you've got a few more minutes, I'd like to ask you a couple more questions today.
Sure.
We talked about the last thing we talked about was the budget concerns and how an organization should approach that when considering the monies to be allocated to OCM. Can you give listeners a real example of a particularly successful change management campaign that you guys at Panorama have developed and overseen?
Yeah, that's a great example. We have a really good case study that is ironically one of the more complex and complicated and challenging organizational change management initiatives that I've been involved with. And the situation was, we can't reveal the client name for confidentiality reasons, but
sure.
The client was a multinational, multi-billion dollar, right around $1 billion plus of revenue, based in North America. They had international operations. They had grown quite a bit through acquisition, and so they had acquired all these different companies across the globe that had different ways of doing things, and they decided they want to implement a tier one ERP solution and kind of standardize their business processes across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And for anyone that's been through that before, that sounds good in theory, but getting there can be very difficult. So what they decided they wanted to do, and kind of what we helped them do from a change management perspective, is to define some of their shared services models in terms of, they wanted to consolidate their various IT functions across the globe into one IT, a centralized IT group.
Right.
They wanted to do the same with HR and finance and accounting, a lot of those back office operations where you don't necessarily need to have, a dozen different HR departments across the globe for the same company.
Right.
So what we did is we helped them define a shared services model in terms of designing the organization, what that was going to look like, what the impact would be on the organization, we help them design the organization to support that, to say, okay, here's what that shared service department is going to look like. Here's who's going to fill that role. And then we also help them figure out how they're going to transition to that. So at a very high level, you know, it began as a very strategic project of defining the shared services model, the organizational design to support that. And then as the project continued and as we got into some of the details of the ERP implementation, we then started looking at how we could standardize business processes across the globe. So not only for these consolidated shared services groups, but even for some of the operational groups that remained somewhat independent, I guess you could say, in that there were, you know, you're not going to eliminate different sales groups across the globe because you want them to be close to the customer, but you want them operating the same way. So we helped standardize through our business process management methodology. We helped them define the standard business processes that would support the global initiatives of the business. And then from there, we designed the organization, the new roles and responsibilities in that post-ERP environment. Mm-hmm. We helped them define, you know, a customized training program that was defined or customized for their business processes. And then we also put together an employee communications plan. And in this whole change management program kind of culminated in a training effort shortly before go live, and that was after a lot of legwork and a lot of OCM activities leading up to that, that eventually led to a successful go live and then a post-implementation benefits realization program that went in and started to measure, you know, what kind of results are we actually achieving and where are we not achieving the results we expected and what can we do to optimize some of those business processes. So that's kind of a real life example in that it was a very complex and risky project, as I mentioned up front.
Yeah, sounds
but
like
it was also, yeah, it was very challenging, and it took multiple years to get the job done. It was a massive transformation, but at the end of the day, the implementation was successful, and the client achieved a very significant ROI, and they got a payback of less than 2 years.
Wow.
On that investment. So it ended up being a good client for us and a good case study.
Wow, I'll say. It sounds like a massive project, and it sounds like it was, as you say, took quite a while to put together, but the organization was pleased and got the ROI they were looking for, maybe even better.
Yeah, it was definitely not without its pain points along the way. It was definitely painful to transform the business in that way, as any change management project is, but at the end of the day, the results are what really matters.
And that's what Panorama Consulting Solutions does day in and day out, really. So that's that was a big score for you guys, I know, but something that you're well suited for and have done remarkably well for in a variety of situations.
Yep, exactly.
So what methodology does Panorama use when developing organizational change management campaigns then?
Well, we've built an entire organizational change management methodology that's tailored for ERP projects. So, you know, there's some general change management concepts that you would do, whether you're implementing an ERP system or whether you were just carrying out some type of massive reorg, you know, unrelated to software. But we've taken the kind of those general concepts and made them very specific to ERP projects. Mm-hmm. And in a nutshell, we have more information on our website and in various webinars that talk about our methodology in more detail. But we have five basic OCM work streams that we focus on. For example, organizational impact is one work stream, and throughout the entire life cycle of an ERP project, beginning with selection and planning all the way through go live and post go live, there's a number of activities we address in each of those work streams. So organizational impact is one where every time we redesign a business process or train an employee or test a system, we're defining what the impact of the organization is. And there's a number of processes and methodologies and deliverables that go into that. And marketing and communication is another. Executive and stakeholder alignment is a third major work stream. So those are just three of the five, but there's a whole kind of OCM map and a whole OCM framework we go through. But just to summarize it, really it's about methodology focuses on making the project not just about technology, but even more so about people and processes. We want to make sure our clients realize the gains by addressing the human factor. Mm-hmm. And we work hands-on with the employee or with the client's staff to ensure familiarity with the software as well as any change roles, responsibilities, or processes. And by doing this, Panorama is able to increase employee buy-in and overall operational productivity at the end of the day.
Where can our listeners find out more about all this, Eric?
Well, if you go to our resource center, you can look at a couple different things under our resource center on our website, on the ERP blog, or if you look at some of our on-demand webinars, there's a couple on-demand webinars that are specifically focused on organizational change and do a little bit more of a deep dive discussion than what you and I have talked about here today.
Okay. And we can find these at panorama-consulting.com, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Eric, thanks once again for being here. We got to take off now, but I want to thank you again, as always, for your invaluable information today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it.
You bet. Once again, that was President of Panorama Consulting Solutions, Eric Kimberling, joining us on the podcast today. We're going to wrap up this exploration of organizational change management here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. And remember, as Eric said, if you have questions about any of the stuff we've talked about here today, some valuable resources available to you if you check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. That's panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you next time.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series. Download white papers or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.